Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 104.1.
Cause I'm Peter Peter, the pumpkin eater, and the party has just begun.
He did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
If lust and hate is the candy, if blood and love taste so sweet,
chasing the good.
Some of those are a stretch.
Still better than the Friday Freak.
I am a vampire, I am a vampire, I am a vampire, I am a vampire, I am a vampire.
I want candy.
Yeah.
Yeah, dance down at the zombie zoo. Yeah, get down at the zombie zoo.
Somebody is now mad at us because we've mentioned the forecast is going to be crappy on Thursday and they hadn't looked at it, and it's our fault that the weather's going to be bad.
Sorry.
So sorry.
So I know, at least where I live in Charlestown, we have a big celebration on Halloween. We do it on the actual day. Doesn't matter when the day happens, that's when we do it.
As you should.
And it's going to be on Thursday, and our neighborhood is one of those neighborhoods that all the people come to. We have this big thing right at the Bunker Hill Monument. There's a wizard there. There's usually...
You don't go door to door at your place.
Yes. So what happens is the wizard shows up, and then there's a band that plays, there's music, and then there's a parade, and thousands of kids and their parents all line up and follow the wizard around the monument, and then you trick-or-treat at all of the beautiful houses that are right around the monument with these beautiful brownstones, and they all decorate.
So what, they don't come to your house?
No.
You come to 10 houses around Bunker Hill.
Well, it's more than that, but yeah, it's all right around the monument. That's the only place. And like I said,
you're getting off easy.
There'll be like 5,000 people. It's crazy normally, you know, especially if it's on a weekend night. But with all the weather coming in, now everybody's like, oh, well, are we going to move it to Friday? Are we going to move it till Saturday? What's going to happen? Oh, we have this event on Saturday.
What does the wizard say?
I don't know what the wizard says. I was looking on Facebook.
Maybe we should have discussed this with the wizard.
It's like a Halloween groundhog.
Like, go to the source. I'm just saying.
It's 617-931-1234. What do you do?
Do you
go out in the monsoon in the rain that's going to be out there? Or do you just like, you know, go, okay, enough. We don't need to go out in the rain just to get some candy, right? Right?
Yes, you do.
It's Halloween. I don't know how you explain that to a kid, but what do I know?
Bethany is from Salem. She is our official Halloween expert, I think, for the Carson Kennedy program because she's from Salem.
Pretty much.
Yes, pretty much. Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
So what are you thinking, Bethany?
We in Salem, in the past, if the weather hasn't been good, they've had a rain date. And so that way we can still go out and enjoy trick-or-treating and everyone gets to be happy and there's no rain.
Yeah, it's just going to...
So like 2 or 3 days later, they set a date and everyone knows, all right, no more, no trick-or-treating on Halloween, but we're going to do it, you know, on, say, Saturday night or Sunday night.
But when do they make that call?
They usually make the call the day before. So it's a little last minute, but at least that way you know no one's going to be out giving out candy on Halloween.
Gotcha.
That seems a little late for Charlestown to be calling an audible, though. Like, hot route, hot route.
Hey, if Salem can do it, anybody can. It's true.
Yeah, right? If Salem can manage it, I think anyone can manage
it. We'll be fine.
So I'm looking at the forecast for Thursday, Kennedy.
Yep.
And it looks like it's going to be around 58 degrees when it's time to go trick-or-treating.
That's not terrible.
A little thermal
under there. Rain, 90%, and wind at 20 miles an hour.
Wow.
So, a driving rain and cold.
Yes, but bags of candy. Yeah. You know,
if I can do it for the Patriots game on Sunday, they can do it for candy. You go out for what you love.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Have a good Halloween, Bethany.
Thank you. You too.
There she is, our official reporter from Salem, because when you talk about Halloween, we have to
pretty much
interview somebody from Salem. Brianna. Good morning, Brianna.
So when I was a kid, my parents would just take me to the mall.
and then you didn't have to worry about the rain because it's all inside.
Oh my God, I totally forgot about that. I did that one year.
They do trick-or-treating at the
mall?
Yes,
yes. I went trick-or-treating one year at the mall.
I didn't know that.
Absolutely,
where's
yes.
the loyalty to your neighborhood, though?
Well, if your neighborhood's going to call it off, what you going to do?
It's not raining in Hollister. Abercrombie and Fitch is bone dry.
Two stores I have never been in.
What kind of candy are they giving out?
Here, though? Little Johnny, here's a little sample of the perfume or cologne that they give away at Hollister. Right.
Oh, God.
Oh, that would be
candy would smell like cologne.
Yeah, right.
You could go by China Walk, get a free sample. It's a great Halloween.
Here's a chicken pot sticker.
And then get a costume for next year at Hot Topic.
Right.
So it's fine.
Oh, my God. That is such a great idea. I forgot about that. Thanks for calling in, Brianna.
No problem.
All right. What do some of the text messages say, Kennedy? People, what we should do.
All righty then. From the 508, Halloween, life's tribulations. Life is rough. From the 518, people should suck it up. I've been trick-or-treating in the snow.
Yeah.
From the 774, I just ordered ponchos from Amazon and we're going for it.
Yeah, two-year-old Timmy. Suck it up, you little spoiled brat.
From the 978, I'm going to change my costume to Swamp Thing so the rain won't matter.
Improvise, adapt, overcome.
These are kids. These aren't adults, man.
Listen, your kids are getting soft. Get them a raincoat. Send them trick-or-treat.
But I feel like the kids are the ones that want to go out. It's the parents Absolutely. That no, don't. You're the one that doesn't want to go out in the rain.
But you're thinking about a kid that's like maybe 10, 12, 13.
No, I'm
13.
Not.
You think a one-year-old wants to go out in the driving rain?
I don't think a one-year-old wants to go trick-or-treating ever.
A one-year-old doesn't know that they're going trick-or-treating, Carson. They're going to be carried the entire time anyways.
From,
they don't care if
they
step
like having a first birthday party. They don't know. Oh. From the 781. Dan, this one's just for you. I have an idea. Why don't we stop treating our kids like they're going to melt when it rains? Get them to go out and trick-or-treating. That's what's wrong with society today. We cannot live in a bubble.
The wussification of America. More angry adult text.
And from the 774, my favorite dress is the Gordon's Fisherwoman.
Let's go. We stand.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.